And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very, very, very good morning to you. We are now in the second hour of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are working on our open forum and people are calling in, talking about whatever is on their mind relating to relationships. We left things off with Bruce. Right? Bruce was on the line.
Bruce was on the line. Are you still there, Bruce?
Yes.
Well, thank you for holding. All right. Well, a few things. You know, it's good sometimes to take a quick break and just kind of reflect on some things. And if anyone's just joining us, we've have this open forum today, and it seems like the topic of interest more than anything else has been lust and masturbation. So, again, if you have little ones, you might be mindful of this is more for mature audiences, but we want to keep it tasteful. So, Bruce, you had said that it's possible for you to actually commit the act of masturbating without having lust in your heart.
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want you to know one thing, Bruce. It's hard to believe. I know I'm not able to. That's just me. And that's why I know I'm grateful that I have a wife. I've remained pure, but that was a temptation, a struggle. It's always the issue of lust. But And there are definitely people who would disagree with you. The only thing I will caution you, especially as a minister, Bruce, is that if you feel like in your heart, okay, that's what you can do, you don't want to go beyond what is written and okay something that the Bible is silent about. So you can say, okay, well, let's not condemn it, but you also can't condone it.
And see, my position on that is this. When it comes to masturbation, it's up to the individual. What they know what they can and cannot do. But one thing I've also came to understand is that even when it comes to marriage, there are a lot of men today, you know, they seek to get married to overcome that desire.
Sure.
And then when they get married, they find themselves in a sexless marriage. So because they haven't dealt with lust. See, it's not masturbation, it's lust. Because even when you get married, and then you and your spouse have a disagreement, then that spouse decides, you know, I'm not going to be intimate with you for the next 90 days. Now, that man, he's married, and he's still in a sexless marriage.
Of course. And so you're saying the solution, so are you saying, Bruce, that the solution would be for him not to go and masturbate?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm asking.
What I'm saying is that even when it comes to him, if he finds himself in that position, there is a way out for him so he won't go outside of his marriage. That's why I feel the Bible is silent on that issue. The Bible is very clear on fornication.
Absolutely.
It's very clear on adultery. Most of the time when people deal with masturbation, they deal with lust.
Absolutely. And Bruce, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to, you know, close our discussion, even though it's a very good one. I agree with you 100%. The lust is the issue. However, just so you know, most people, and I'm not going to say every single person because I am not God, I don't know people's hearts, but most people, this would absolutely be sin because of the issue of lust. You're right. And so if you're different, then good for you. I wouldn't want to be in that situation. So,
right.
But thank you, Bruce. We appreciate this conversation.
Have a great day. God bless.
All right, you too.
Take care. All right, so our second favorite book is Facebook, and that's our favorite social network. That's how we like to connect with you throughout the week and, of course, during the program if you are unable to call and would like to post your comments and questions. All you have to do is go to Facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. So, Marcos, what are people saying on the book today?
All right, well, we have a ton of comments just about this issue right here, right now. We posted this just a couple minutes ago, and we've had a ton of comments about it, and we're talking about the issue of masturbation. And so Evelyn Dixon says masturbation does not satisfy that need for companionship and intimacy. We know that. Absolutely. We amen that. Sandy Palmer says there isn't a man on this planet, married or not, who doesn't masturbate. Any man who says he doesn't is a liar, and any woman who believes him is a naive fool. And what's more, there are very few women who don't masturbate, and they wouldn't dare to admit it. All right. Well, that is definitely your opinion, Sandy. I think I don't totally agree. I think there are a lot of people that do and commit sin and have this in their hearts, but I don't know if you want to make an absolute comment there. But we thank you so much for commenting. Latoya Love Hill says, it is wrong to masturbate. I've heard from people that it's wrong, but I can't find it in the Bible. Latoya, great. That's why we're talking about this morning. That's why people have these questions. So we thank you so much for that as well. And I think Blake says, what's the problem with it? Absolutely nothing. Many people are stuck in times as if there's a problem with it. Come out of that comfort zone, because if you don't, he or she will definitely find someone who approves of it and may join them. And finally, Alana says, I believe there are men and women who don't masturbate. And Sandy, you shouldn't make an absolute statement. That's what we talked about. Like that, you haven't met every single man or woman on earth to say that all masturbate. And again, these are topics that are adult, mature conversation. We're talking about this in the tasteful manner. This is an inspiration station, and so we want you to keep it tasteful. But we're talking about things that you have on your heart, that you want to talk about, anything. You know, it's not off topic. It's not off the table. Go ahead and call us, and let's talk about it.
All right. The number is 855-454-5905. Let's go back to the phones and speak with Felicia. Felicia is on line one. Good morning, Felicia. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you so much for calling us. And I'm sure you're talking about the same topic, which lust, masturbation, that purity, those kind of things.
Yes, yes. And I think the reason why it is a high volume of this topic is because this is something real. This is something that is not talked about in church. This is something that, like you said, is taboo. So it's great that you guys, you know, open the floor to any topic today, because it gives people, you know, the voice to speak about this. I am one that is, I'm not married. I am single. I do want to be pure. I strive to do that daily. With the whole lust thing, I guess in the very beginning of my walk with Christ, it was hard. I mean, mm-hmm. Beyond hard. It was a struggle.
Sure.
But one thing that you said that I learned to do was keep myself busy, and not just busy doing anything, you know, keep myself busy in the things of Christ, you know. I didn't join every single ministry, but I found a place or, you know, different ministry where I know I can dedicate my time to. Now, that doesn't erase of feeling that feelings sometimes.
Sure.
But it lessened it. So when that feeling or that thought, because it starts with the thought, with me it does. So when I would think that, I was like, you know what, Lord, don't remove it, just suppress it till I get married. You know, I don't want to sin against you. Now, I have fallen. Don't get me wrong. I have, but I've come a long way from learning how to be better in that area of my life. So I'm grateful to say I'm one that don't struggle with the masturbation thing at all. I don't struggle with, lust as much anymore. So I think I'm doing all right. Not boasting or anything, but I think I'm all right.
No, and you know what? And I think that there are stages in life that they're more tempting than others. And I think, and especially, I'm going to speak from a male perspective. There are those days that you're fine. You don't struggle at all. And there are those days that it just seems like, wow, can this day be over? This is really tough. And so we just got to be honest and real. But I believe that that's one of the reasons why marriage is a gift from God. And I think people forget that. And whenever we try to find a loophole and we try to find a way, okay, well, maybe, you know, right now people are posting on Facebook. They're asking, okay, is it a sin? Is it not a sin? You know, again, we can't add to whatever is not in the Bible. So we can't say, okay, thou shalt not masturbate, because there are circumstances. And I think specifically something we didn't get to touch on is in marriage relationships, there are times where it might be necessary or it might be mutual, you know, but that's very different. However, when you're single, the Bible says you must remain pure. And we got to be really careful, because we start saying it's okay, that you can find loopholes for every single thing, for everything, you know. And so you can say, well, did the Bible really say? That's exactly what the devil said to Eve in the garden.
Right.
Did
right.
God really say, you know? And it's like, okay, well, when you start looking at that, okay, how close can you get to the fence? How close can you get to the fire? It's very, very dangerous. So I agree with you. Felicia, thank you so much for sharing openly. It is a struggle, but it's something you can conquer. And I hope and pray that people can hear what you just said. You fight this, you can be victorious. Jesus said it. You resist sin, you resist the devil, he will flee from you. All right. Well, thank you.
Guys.
God bless.
Thank you so much. And I do want to let you guys know I am a faithful listener. I call literally every Saturday, whether I'm married or not. And I will let you guys know when I do work in it out because you guys have really helped me to prepare and what, you know, to just everything. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Felicia. God bless.
Take care. Bye bye. All right, don't touch that dial. We need to take a brief pause, but we will return with the final segment right after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Our open forum continues. You can ask whatever question you'd like about relationships. All you have to do is reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Let's go on over to line four and speak with Rose. Hi, Rose. You are live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
What is your comment or question? You can ask anything you want.
Okay, first of all, I want to just say thank you because I've been listening to your program and trying to catch it every chance I get, and I've been really enlightened, so I thank God for your program.
You're welcome.
And for you and your comments and your good advice. My comment my question is I'm divorced, and I know that to divorce in God's eyes is a sin. And I also know that fornicating is a sin as well, which I have been doing. And I'm a little torn here because of the guilt of being divorced and now wanting to be married again and given a second chance at marriage. But because in the Bible it says if you divorce, you should remain single. So I'm...
Well, let's start here, Rose. I'm sorry to interject, but let's start here. Why did you get divorced?
Because of cheating.
Who cheated?
My ex-husband.
Okay, and you understand that the only time that God says, I can't say it's okay, but that he understands that it's okay to divorce, it's if there's unfaithfulness.
Yes.
And so, in a sense, it's different if you would have been the one to say, okay, you committed the act of being unfaithful so that you can go on and marry someone else. But if your husband left that marriage, he broke the covenant of marriage, he turned his back on you, went with someone else, then why are you still remaining like you don't think you're free? You're free.
Well, I'm not completely innocent either, meaning in terms of when he cheated, then I thought, well, okay, you cheat, then I cheat, but then I didn't cheat, then I thought, okay, well, I want to do everything possible to keep our relationship together, so I went, you know, for marriage counseling, and then when he just like, okay, I can't do this anymore, then I felt the desire or need to companionship. It didn't go anywhere because I felt guilty about that and know that was wrong or and not right, and since said, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get out of this so that I won't do that.
Okay. All right, well, Rose, here's the bottom line. I mean, you say your husband cheated, then you went and you took matters into your own hands. You were going to cheat, you didn't, but then you ended up... Bottom line is this: what do you need to do? The Bible says there's such a thing, and you need to do this, and it's called repent. You need to repent, because even if you marry someone tomorrow, that's not the answer. Your answer is that you're not submitting and you're not obedient to God right now. You haven't been, And so you really have an issue with surrender, with submission to God, with a commitment to God. And so more than anything, if you get married, what you know how many marriages fail the second time because they didn't learn the lesson the first time? I mean, the rate is higher. Third marriage is even higher. And so what happens is we don't learn the lessons that God is teaching us. And it sounds to me, Rose, that you have an issue with surrender. It's lordship. If Jesus is really Lord of your life, are you trusting him with every area of your life? And so as you repent, that means that you need to put this before God and say, God, if this is the man for me, if I'm to marry again, then you make this clear, but not my will, but your will. That's what surrender is.
Yes.
And until you do that, and meaning if you're still fornicating, if you're still sleeping around with this man and he's not your husband, then you're still doing things your way.
Well, and that's the thing. In all honesty, I had given it to God, and actually I've been divorced for at least 12 years and had been celibate up to within the last 3 years. And at that time when I got involved, this is, you know, something totally different. At the time when I got involved with a young man, and I thought that, again, I've been praying for God to give me the desire of my heart, and I've been celibate for this X, Y, and Z and for so long, and I've been waiting. I thought this was the right person for me, and just lately I've been just toying at the fact that, you know what, Lord, I don't want to continue to fornicate. If this is the right man for me in my life, am I able to get married? Because they say, you know, you don't want to continue to sin before God if you, yeah, if you must sin. I mean, if you must fornicate, then take a wife or he take a,
I got you,
or take a husband.
I got
that's
you. But
where I'm at.
Here's the problem, Rose, and I'm just going to be straightforward with you.
Yes, please.
If this is the man for you, does he love God? Because he's engaging in this as well. One of the things that I love about my relationship with my wife is that we both had the same standard, the same conviction, meaning that we remained pure and we waited until our honeymoon to be intimate. We had absolute purity. And I'll tell you that any times that we were tempted, we worked at this together. I would wait outside her house if there was no one inside. We would not sit alone in a parked car. And we both had that standard, meaning that it wasn't like, okay, I wanted this, but she didn't, or she wanted it and I didn't. We both wanted it, but even in our, if we were ever tempted or struggled, we made a commitment, especially the closer it got to the wedding. We were like, listen, let's just not see each other that much. Let's talk more on the phone. Let's make sure we remain pure. If this man is the man for you, and he might, right now he needs to focus on his relationship with God. You need to focus on yours, because if you just get married as the solution, mm-hmm, guess what? The problem will still be there. The mm-hmm problem is your lack of obedience, mm-hmm, your disobedience to God. And then you want him to bless you. So my encouragement, number one, cut it off right away.
Yes.
And if he's the man for you, he's willing to wait and say, okay, now let's get premarital counseling. Let's do this the right way. And you know, I'm willing, if you want to get with, if you have someone you want to get with, a minister or something, or you want to call me up and you would like to get some premarital counseling, if this is the man for you, then we can talk. But I tell you, I'm going to bring you right back to the Word of God.
Yes.
And so I'm going to give you a number really quickly, and you can call me and feel free if you like, if you want to just talk about premarital counseling. It's 717-862-8697. All right, just love for us to chat a little bit and talk. But Rose, we thank you so much for calling in.
No, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, God
awesome
bless you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Let's go to line two and speak with Mark. Mark is on the line. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty all good. Right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for calling in. We're asking any question. You can ask anything you want. What would you like to talk about today?
All right, sir. Well, my situation is I'm a married man. I'm also a minister. And I believe I go through what all married men go through from time to time, when me and my wife might not be seeing eye to eye or maybe bumping heads. You know, sometimes women will make, you know, the husband go without, you know,
sleep on the couch.
and sometimes a week or two or three at a time. And what I do is I do masturbate, but when I masturbate, I think of my wife while I'm masturbating, you know, and, I, you know, I, maybe, you know, it's probably not right, but, and, you know, to me, it's more, I'd rather do that than, you know, take my urges somewhere else and, you know, commit adultery. And when I do masturbate, you know, these are the only times that I do masturbate, you know,
okay.
and I think of my life when I do it.
Okay. Well, let me help you out here, Mark. And I think this is an excellent question. I'm glad we got to this point to talk about this, because here's the problem with this. We can't say biblically, okay, that is wrong, because thinking of your wife is not lust. Her body belongs to you. You belong to her. So that's not lust. But I want you to think about the long-term effects. If this is the kind of relationship you have, are you going to be drawing closer or further apart? And I think that what we got to be thinking about when we're married, especially, is that it's not about us. It's about how do we edify the relationship? How do we grow closer together? And so if this begins to be a problem, let me just tell you, this is my opinion, and this is my opinion only. It's not the word of God. But I believe one of the reasons why God is silent on this issue is because there might be times in a marriage where you might need to, you know, masturbate for some reason. And I mean by that is, what if someone's deployed? What if someone's not there? But in every time, if it's done to edify the relationship, then how can that be wrong? But if it's done in a way that is harmful to the relationship and draws you further from your wife, then how can that be right? And so I'm really, it's one of those things that you have to weigh out. But to me, the solution is more like sharing with your wife and saying, listen, I have these needs. We need to learn to resolve things, because the true intimacy that we need to experience is being together, not separated. And if you separate this and you keep having this kind of relationship, before you know it, you will draw further and further apart. And I've said this before, I'm going to repeat it. I've gotten with many couples who share that now they don't have that sense of intimacy because they're self-gratifying themselves. And then it's almost like, look, why even bother? This woman gives me a hard time. I'll just go meet my own needs. And you're already allowing there to be a wedge in your relationship. So I want to encourage you to fight through this. Now, if you felt like you had a choice, okay, am I going to do this or go outside the marriage? Of course, you don't go outside the marriage, but I don't think it needs to be either, you know, this is your choice. Your choice is more, it should be more like this. How can I resolve things with my wife so that we can be connected and unified, instead of me going out and cheating? Because I don't want to do that. So I need to work things out with my wife.
Right.
You understand that there's a difference there. So,
yes, sir.
So is it sin if you think about your wife? Of course not. She's your wife. But remember this. Does it edify your marriage? Okay.
Right, yes, sir.
Well, we thank you, Mark. We appreciate your call.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day.
Right, you too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let me give you the numbers again. We have a little bit more time left in the program. It is an open forum show today. So whatever questions you have about your relationship, we encourage you to give us a call. 855-454-5905. Let's speak with our anonymous caller on line one. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Caller?
Hello? Is the anonymous caller there? No, I guess we lost them.
Okay, that was going to be an interesting one, though.
Yeah,
I think our producer here was mentioning to us that it was someone who's involved with a man of God who masturbates. I mean, that's almost, isn't that like a contradiction? Man of God. Like, I don't know. Masturbating man of God. I don't know, man.
Hopefully that person will call back and kind of clarify that a little bit more. But yes, we do have a little bit more time left in the program. So whatever questions you have, this would be the time to get on the phone before we are out of time for today.
Absolutely. And people can always go to Facebook. Let me just take a quick moment to mention to everyone how you can contact us. So if you haven't already done so, you go to Facebook.com. You look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. Hit that like button and get in on the conversation. There's tons and tons of information and comments and questions that people ask on our Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter, obviously, Marriage Beyond the Vows, or me, Marcos Mercado. You can go to our websites that mm-hmm. we can, you know, these are our station websites where mm-hmm. you can hear and listen to the show. Our producers do a great job of posting the show pretty quickly. So even mm-hmm. this show will be on there maybe later today or tomorrow at the, you know, at the latest. Mm-hmm. And you can do that. You go to praisephilly.com or you go to praisecharlotte.com. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, this is my own personal website. If you want to send me a message or you want to connect with me, go to callmarcos.com, www.callmarcos.com. Mm-hmm. I think we're going back to that call. I don't know if it's the same one, but we have another, like, it seems to be a different anonymous caller, but okay. we have another anonymous. And again, if you haven't called in yet, it's okay to be anonymous.
That's all right. The number is simply 855-454-5905. Let's go to this anonymous caller on line two. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. It's my first time calling.
Fantastic.
Oh, sure. Well, welcome. Thank you.
All right. I have a comment. I understand that your previous caller, Bruce, he was saying that because he had no visual or mental age, that there was no lust present during his masturbation sessions. And I had two suggestions to give him, and one was that the lust was for the stimulation itself, and two was that self-stimulation is same-sex stimulation, any way you slice it. And I was just wanted to hear your comments on that.
No, absolutely, and I think we've commented since. And we do appreciate you calling in. I think you're right. I mean, number one is this. I think we had a previous caller before Bruce, who was very honest, who was very open. I think it was I'm trying to remember his name, Norman, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Norman called and he said that he was honest. He said, "Look, I can't do this without being lustful."
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce disagreed, right? Bruce said, "Well, no, I can. I don't think about it." I just personally, and this is, again, some of this is definitely the Bible, kind of like what Paul says, this is God, not me. And there are other times he says, well, this is me, not God. I think with me is, and I said this earlier, would you really want Jesus to come back while you're committing this act?
No.
And what is going to be your justification? Well, God, I wasn't lusting. I wasn't thinking. It's like, please, you know, you have to, you know, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy life, you can't have fun. But if that was an option, and this is what I told Bruce, is you can't add to the word. You can't take away either. So you're right. It doesn't say thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not masturbate. But at the same time, you can't say, okay, it's okay because the Bible is silent about it. There are a lot of things that the Bible is silent about. You know, many illegal drugs. You know, you're addicted to. The Bible doesn't talk about them. They didn't exist in the Bible times. But can you say you can be a Christian and get high on crack cocaine? I mean, because it's not in the Bible? You know, absolutely not. You know, the scripture, the heart of it is there, is where you can't be idolatrous and you can't go to something else and let that control your life. So in the Bible times, it was definitely more of alcohol. And so drunkenness became a sin. Well, what is drunkenness? Drunkenness is, you know, you're not in your right mind anymore. You're allowing a substance to dictate your control. And so you, instead of going to God, you're going to this glass of wine. You're going to this drug. It's the same thing with sex. You know, you can say something, okay, God created this, but instead of going to God to help me, to meet my needs, to send me the right person, I'm just going to take care of this myself.
I agree. And then, again, I was curious what your comments were about same-sex stimulation self-stimulation being same-sex stimulation. I mean, either way you look at it, it's someone of the same sex who's stimulating you.
It is, but it's not, because you're talking about the act of fornicating would be with someone else. Lying, the Bible says, if you lay with someone else, like if you lay with a man the way you should with a woman, if you're a man and you lay with a man, then that's sin. And so in this case, I mean, can you technically say, well, you're laying with yourself? Yes, but a little bit earlier we were talking about where there are some cases, and we don't want to get too graphic and too much detail, but let's just say in a married couple that wanted to get into mutual masturbation, then we can't technically say that's wrong if that's what they desire. Again, it goes back to, is this edifying your relationship?
Yeah, edification, I think, is probably where you want to stick with there. If there's a lack of edification, then perhaps it's something you shouldn't deal with at all. And especially if it becomes some sort of an addiction, you know, some sort of a habit. And then I think the lust for the stimulation itself, you know, is just lust.
It is.
And when lust is conceived,
it gives birth to sin, and sin gives birth to death.
This is true.
And so that it starts in your heart, but eventually what's on your heart you will act on, which is unfortunate, but that's the truth. So I think people had said earlier, I love it when they said they've nailed the lust. And that was worked for me. Before I was married.
All right, brother, I'm going to have to hang up. I got to go fight crime.
All right, brother, do your thing. Thank you so much. God bless.
Right,
thank you.
Do your thing.
All right, let's, I believe we're going to Rhonda, who is calling in on line one. Rhonda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
All right, thank you for joining us.
Pretty good, Rhonda.
Thank
you so much.
I have a quick question I was just telling the gentleman about. Why is it that we're not trusting God from the pastors on down? I was just reading in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and it's just beautiful to my soul how God's worked through the Holy Ghost and let me know about marriage, because how could you even dare say that when we're dealing with marriage, that, like I was just hearing about first and second and third marriages, when mm-hmm. God said only one wife, one
Absolutely.
Husband, until death do you part. You're not going to have no peace. That lady called in earlier, I want her to know you're not going to have no peace. He said one. I heard you say with you and your wife, you waited, and y'all waited until y'all married. Y'all seen less of each other, which is true. But if she's a married woman, you brought her, and she brought you into adultery. If she's a married man, you know, you're a married man, you brought her into adultery. You're not going to have no peace there. Because I'm a divorcee, but I'm able to marry now because my husband had a wife and living to this day in Africa.
Wow.
So I'm free. I am free mm-hmm. right now to marry only whom in the Lord. But it takes the Holy Ghost. And I see a lot of people are not speaking up on the Holy Ghost and letting the world know and letting the people know God can do this. God delivered me from masturbation. Oh, yes, he did. And I said, where am I going? I'm going to tell these young people that's coming up right now, baby, you ain't got to go that way. If you go back to when you was in sin, you may not have been in the orgies and the swinging and parties, but you sinned. But God's a keeper. That's still your husband if he's a drunk, if he still is a crack person. That's who you marry, whether from high school or whatever. But the main thing is, remember, you chose. You didn't wait on God. Oh, mm-hmm. she's my high school sweetheart because she got the big breasts and big behind. But then when hell breaks loose or when she have an accident, then there's no more sex. Oh, let me go get my concubine.
Mm-hmm.
Read about the life of Solomon. Seriously, but tell the people the truth. One wife,
Absolutely.
One husband. That's what the Jesus I serve said. So
Absolutely.
I'm free this morning.
Amen. Well, Rhonda, we thank you so much. And we wish you the best. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your testimony. And unfortunately,
yeah.
you know, things didn't work out. Your husband decided to do his own thing. But you're right. You're free.
Yeah,
and
but
you
that's
can
not
trust
my husband
God.
Because he has a living wife.
Oh, he has a living wife.
He has a living wife in Africa. That's not my husband. I'm free to marry, I'm saying.
Okay.
God showed me, opened my eyes through the Holy Ghost. He never was, but I was rushing like the other callers came on. I was rushing because I wanted to satisfy the sex thing. Sex is an addiction. Even the brother called in about him being a minister, and that's his wife, and whether he's on the couch or whatever. God says in Hebrews, I believe it says, marriage is honorable, but the bed undefiled.
Keep
so whatever
it undefiled.
Between him and his wife, he didn't mess up anywhere. Because suppose if he was in an accident and he has knees or like
we got
said,
you.
Suppose the person is deployed.
That's Absolutely.
A different realm. But I'm talking about somebody that's young coming up, like the young lady said earlier, and she's saving herself. And so,
mm-hmm.
sister, keep saving yourself and wait on God.
All right, breathe. Rhonda, mm-hmm. Rhonda, breathe. You have a lot you're saying. But we want to say thank you so much for sharing. And God bless.
All right.
All right.
Take care. Right. We have an anonymous caller
she
online.
She would not stop.
Yeah, she was going. Right.
Oh, I think we got her back. Or,
yes, the anonymous caller is back on line five. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. I praise God for y'all. I'm calling because a gentleman had pulled aside and was talking about the subject that we're on as far as masturbation is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking and wondering where this scripture was for like a year or so. And it's in 1 Corinthians 6, and I read it for myself.
Sure.
You know, I'm known to do that. And I've been involved with a gentleman that, you know, that does masturbate. And I was like, if you just give God a chance, because I, you know, with Solomon, and I told him, you know, that my pastor had said to me in the service, not to me, but to the congregation, that he asked God to take the desire away for having sex, you know, and that's what I prayed about. And he said for years. So I know that. that it can be done.
Sure.
This gentleman just don't want to do it, and he's a man of God. And I was like, why don't you just give God a chance?
So this is where I hear the contradiction.
I just wondered where the scripture was, because the gentleman that I am talking about gave me the scripture. He just said he didn't know where it was in the Bible, but he knew about the seed wasting.
Mm.
And I was like, I've been wondering where that was, and I'm so glad that that gentleman called in and gave that that scripture where it is, because I've been wondering where that was. And I read it, of course, for myself this morning before I called you guys, and to see where it was. And I was like, oh, my God, here it is, plain as day, on how we should use our bodies for the glory of God, because we were bought as a price. Now, I don't understand how you can masturbate and don't have lust on your mind. You know, if you're not married or nothing like that, how can you do that? What do you think of just the word sex and just get the feeling up and come? Oh, excuse my
yes, please.
For what I say, but how do you do that? How can you not think about something lustful and still enjoy the masturbation? You know, it don't make sense to me.
So why are you saying, hello, you hear me? I'm sorry. Why were you saying that he's a man of God, but he is not trusting God in this area of
because
life?
Because he won't trust God to take the desire away, because he's still doing it.
Okay.
He's still doing it. He won't stop. I'm like, well, why don't you just trust God, you know? But it just don't seem like he's trusting God to take
all right.
the desire away. Because I told him you can trust God.
I got you. Let me just clarify something here. And this is not just for you, but for everyone else. You know, the scriptures are actually pretty clear. That 1 Corinthians 6 doesn't really talk about wasting the seed. And you said you had read it. But there is a scripture in Genesis 38. And let me just get there real quick. Go ahead.
You good?
You want to say something? All right. No, in Genesis chapter 38, it talks about, and I am here, in verse 9, it says, in verse 6, it says, Judah got his wife for the firstborn. His name was Tamar. But Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight. So the Lord put him to death. Then Judah said to Onan, lie with your brother's wife and fulfill your duty as a brother-in-law to produce offering for your brother. But Onan knew that the offering would not be his, so whenever he would lay with his brother's wife, he replied, he spilled his semen on the ground to keep from producing offspring for his brother, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so people use that passage to say, okay, this is wrong, but you got to go back and understand the context of the scripture. This was something that God directly had told him, something that we don't even do in today's society, which was to make sure we reproduce and reproduce only. And so he was saying, now that your brother is dead, you need to lie with his wife so that they can have offspring. But he refused to obey God in this. See, we can't answer for God. When God says something directly, we can't contradict that. However, when we're talking about it in today's time, mm-hmm. unless God is directly telling you, and I really, you know, hope that someone gets help if they feel like God is directly telling them to do this, then it really doesn't apply to them. So wasting the seed, because then it brings a bunch of other questions, you know, and I said it earlier, you know, is would birth control be sin? Where some religious groups do believe because of this passage that it's sin because you're wasting the seed. But the reality is God created sex for more than just procreation. God created sex for enjoyment, for a drawing of intimacy, but as long as it's done within marriage the way God designed. And so we just want to encourage you, and we said this earlier, it really goes back to edifying. You have this man in your life, you say he's a man of God, but he thinks yeah. that masturbation is fine. He needs to make sure, that's where 1 Corinthians 6 comes in. Is he going to be mastered by something, or is he going to trust that God can help him overcome anything? Because that's the type of man you would want. You want a man that has self-control, that loves God, that can wait on God, and then that way, if you end up being married to this man, you can trust where his convictions are. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your call.
Praise God. I thank you for calling. For
we took your call. We took your call.
Amen. Okay. And you were saying that in Genesis 38:6, he's saying that we should. He was that really just read it was today.
Sure, read it for yourself. That's where the wasting of the seed it comes from. It's from Genesis chapter 38.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, God bless and thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a blessed and victorious day, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
such an inspiration to us. We need to hear this.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Well, Tiffany, I know we have quite a few callers left there, but unfortunately, we're out of time.
As always.
So again, we encourage you, if you haven't done so, go to facebook.com, post your comments, or just call back next week. We'll love to chat with you.
Absolutely. So again, don't forget to find us on Facebook. And we want to say much love going out to our producer in Charlotte, Ron, and our producer here in Philly, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.